Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. As we look ahead to a Fantasy Premier League game week 13, it's deadline day tomorrow. As usual, I'm here, but Neil unfortunately is red flagged. So we've drafted in off the bench David. David, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. I thought I'd come along and maintain the ginger to non-ginger ratio for this particular show. It's a very important ratio to keep up.
It's something that they all call up for each week. Maintain that ratio.
you got to maintain it, otherwise we have big problems. Well, the only thing I will say, of course, is that I am not Neil, so I'm going to get in there straight away and say that he will always come into these videos having basically been in all of the press conferences doing the predicted lineups. That's in the hand of Tom today, Tom Freeman, and some other editorial people. So if anything that comes out of my mouth is not as sage and as pithy as Neil Rigg, then I will tell you, you should expect that. So I want to put my disclaimers out nice and early.
we will try and do their hard work justice by reading it out. Welcome to those joining us in the live chat. Well over 200 of you. Please remember to do press that like button. It helps us, and do subscribe so you can keep up to date with all our latest content during the week, especially team news, the best one. Dennis, Gavin, Sonny, Johan, Mahomi, Blort, Gasman, FPL Bix, Ian, Sean, JM Moore, Ahmed, and many more. Thanks for joining us. I can only see one person from Canada here. There was about 20% of our viewers and Goals Imminent video were from Canada this time. So welcome the one Canadian that has made themselves known. I hope there are many more of you there. Before we get started, understand there's a bit of a Black Friday offer going on with Fantasy Football Scout.
There is. Of course, it's that time of year when it's cold outside, the clocks have changed, you've got Christmas coming up. So obviously it's time to peruse all of the deals. And we're doing our best to try and cut through all the noise of Fantasy Football Scout as well. We've got an offer on as well. If you sign up as a member on Black Friday, then you can get a free gift worth up to £12 from Good Team on Paper. And they make quality sports team posters, prints and gifts. So it's kind of a bit of a double whammy, this one, because you can get yourself a 7-day free trial with Scout. So even if you don't like it, it's free for 7 days, so you might as well just give it a go. And you, of course, get that free gift worth up to £12 from Good Team on Paper, which also actually might help you with some of your Christmas shopping. I mean, I look at some of the stuff that they do, and I think about people like my dad, who everybody knows very well from General's Orders, loves his football. And this is the time of year when I'm like, oh man, I haven't got him anything yet. And Good Team on Paper is a good place to do that. So, sign up now. And my understanding is this offer with that membership runs into next week. But of course, you know, we've got this deadline on Saturday. So make sure you do it now. Get access to all of the data we've had so far. You know, heat maps, tables, everything of the first 12 game weeks, all really going to help you with your transfer decisions for game week 13, okay, in combination, of course, with the team news too, which is also very important.
Okay, lots more nations represented in the live chat. Thailand, Jordan, South Africa, Finland, and Norway as well, which is a great segue to the first match we're covering. Man City against Liverpool. It's a 12:30 kickoff. That's Klopp's favourite. Absolutely loves playing Saturday, 12:30. What is the latest with Man City's Norwegian meat shield himself?
Yeah, that's right. Well, of course, Erling Haaland is one of those ones who's got a flag. And annoyingly, we've got a usual kind of Pep Guardiola-esque update from him on this. The official quote is, he trained yesterday with some niggles, but today we have the last training and hopefully he can be part of it. And so, unfortunately, that does mean that he is going to keep that flag in FPL. So if you're logging into the app and you're seeing that yellow flag... The problem with the flags is it's kind of like a catch-all for lots of different things. Someone who has a knock is equally as likely to have a 75% flag as someone who is probably going to be okay. But it's that shadow of doubt that just creates that flag. So it's the niggles that he refers to here from Pep. But then also him saying hopefully he can be part of it. That means he probably will be. So I've got no intention of doing anything other than holding him and probably captaining him. But it just means that, you know, he has to keep that flag. You don't say that 2 + 2 will hopefully equal 4. Okay. You just know that it does.
I think with me, I'm a Haaland owner. I wasn't going to captain him. I was going to captain someone else. And this hasn't changed my opinion about it. I don't like the phrase some niggles when it comes to a captain, especially one playing at 12:30, ready to ruin the game week. So I'll be looking elsewhere, and that hasn't changed my view. As for Liverpool, what has Jurgen Klopp been saying?
Well, whether or not he has spent his entire press conference moaning about the kickoff time, I'm not actually sure.
He mentioned it.
I hope he has.
He mentioned it.
Oh, he always does.
He just said, he literally said, like I said, it's his favourite time, but being sarcastic.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, well, Jurgen Klopp being sarcastic, never. Well, so we haven't really got too much been given to us in terms of what we would like. I mean, the main interest here, of course, is going to be players that have been involved in South America. We actually had a really interesting little chat with Will before we came on, didn't we, Joe? Will Timbers.
South American-based Will.
That's right. Yeah, he's our man on the ground in Colombia, which is useful to have at the moment, where he actually pointed out that right now, in this particular time of year, it's kind of a time of year where we don't actually need to be quite as worried about that time difference as we normally would do, because we obviously here in the UK had our clocks changed recently. So there's less of a time difference now. Colombia apparently is on Paraguay summertime right now. I don't entirely know what that means. People out there probably will. But
pretty much in November, I wish I was on Paraguayan summertime.
Yeah, that's true. It's like taking a winter holiday, isn't it? It sounds like there's about it's basically a 3-hour time difference, which actually isn't that bad and is not really all that much difference to say if perhaps you know, any of these players had gone and played a European game in like Russia or something, or another part of sort of that part of Europe. So we can probably be less worried about that. Obviously the travel time is still there, but what we're hearing is Luis Diaz actually played really well, was the best player on the pitch for Colombia in their most recent game, so largely not too worried. I mean, elsewhere with Liverpool, we've got Jones, Konate, Gomez and Gravenberch all returning to training. Robertson, of course, is still out with the shoulder. Thiago has got his hip problem, and Beatic has got his calf issue, so those three remain out. So it's kind of not really much news, but not much to be worried about either. So
Let's move on. Burnley against West Ham. Let's go with Burnley first, but everyone is here for the Jarrod Bowen news.
Keep them waiting.
Yeah, let's go for the Burnley news first. Yeah, get that really quickly because everyone's waiting.
Yeah, so we can have everybody in the palm of our hands waiting for so not too much team news actually from Vincent Kompany. We've got flags on Benson and Ekdal. Jack Cork is injured as well. Lyle Foster, of course, remains out. That's a bit of a unique sort of issue really, and of course hearts go out to him really. I mean, it's I feel very sad for him, but I'm actually really pleased with the way that football has kind of responded to that, and I hope he's getting all the support that he needs, and it's nice to see the wider football world kind of acknowledging that that's something that is worth talking about on more than simply to such an extent that someone's going to miss games. So FPL aside for a moment I think our thoughts with Lyle Foster, and well done to everyone in football for I think responding in a really healthy way. So
Roger Ev in the live chat, show me the Bowen. Okay, what's the Bowen news?
Oh, the Bowen. Do we have to talk about it, Joe? It's just so stressful.
He's
in my team as well.
Am I happy though? What's the latest?
That's the thing. I don't think any of us will be. So this is one of those updates that's sort of simultaneously useful and also completely useless at the same time. So Moyes has said he hopes that Jarrod Bowen will be available, but a final decision will be made tomorrow. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, he obviously is referring to Saturday. The game's at 3 o'clock. And that's what we've got. Now, we heard that he hadn't trained, I think yesterday was what we'd heard on the grapevine from ex-West Ham employee. And I'm inclined to believe that he's quite reliable. Whether or not that means Bowen doesn't play, it doesn't have to mean he doesn't play. We've seen Saka not train and then play. And so really this comes down to everybody's judgment. A couple of tick boxes on this, right? It sounds like he's not out for a while. So I don't think he's a sell, because if he was, I think Moyes would say so. He's talking about Antonio is going to be out for a couple of weeks. I think that there's a possibility they might rush Bowen back because they don't really have anyone else to play up front. Mm-hmm. Whether or not that's useful longer term for Bowen is a bit concerning, because, you know, he could start this game, play 30 minutes and aggravate it and come off and then be out for a month. But in terms of focusing this on people's decisions, I think you just hold him.
He's got to be
because
a hold, yeah.
He's either going to start or he's just going to not be involved at all. Exactly. I think if he's on the bench, he probably stays there.
Yeah, I think that's bang on. He's exactly one of those players that he's just not going to. He's not going to come off. He's not going to come onto the pitch. He's either out or not. So if you've got a good first sub, so in my case, say Archer, others might have a good first sub as well. You're happy there. But otherwise, no. Yeah. But yeah, you mentioned that Antonio's out as well. So they're going to need Bowen, basically.
Mm. And someone mentioning in the chat about captaincy. I mean, I think it's a no-go.
Yeah, I do.
For the captaincy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much risk.
Yeah. You need some. So, but for like me with Haaland, some niggles, I don't like this, and hopes to be fit. We'll make it in tomorrow. That's another captaincy no-go for me. Let's move on. Luton against Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace news has just come in, I think, but not too much there. So we'll come to that in a sec. But with Luton as well, I understand one of their key defenders for our benches who may be needed, if Bowen's out, for example, is out this time for Luton.
Yeah, that's right. So Kabore is going to miss this one. Especially as we head into the Christmas period, is going to be frustrating for people. This is not going to be the only week between now and the end of the year when you're going to have three or four flags, or in my case, I've got six flags in total, so that's fun. Being aware of this is quite useful. We've got assessment on Ogbene, but he has been training. And the news we're hearing about Luton is that some who were away on international duty have come back and are being assessed, and there's a few concerns, but we don't have specifics about who they are really. But Kabore out is probably useful for anyone interested in Crystal Palace, and sort of segueing that into the Eagles, because there has been, of course, some interest in Eze and the like. So there's some positive news, in inverted commas, to come from that as well, I suppose.
And with Crystal Palace as well, I don't suppose there's any update on Nathan Ferguson's return.
I've been searching far and wide, Joe, and I haven't really come up with much, unfortunately.
No.
One day we'll be involved somewhere, we'll be there, won't we, Joe?
The guitar's ready.
Yeah,
I've promised a chord, and it's going to be a sad chord, an A minor.
Oh, it's going to be amazing! I can't wait. We'll have to make sure we get
just
that
one chord,
on video.
But if I play any more and it sounds like an actual hit, then we won't get any YouTubers come down on us, because it'll sound like we're using copyrighted material.
And if you can write your own song, I mean, yeah. Fantasy Football Scout, we've been branching out into all sorts of stuff. Right. If we can, make a music label for you, Joe.
Yeah. Definitely.
Ballad of Nathan Ferguson.
That would be, definitely a minor chord. But nothing else from Palace?
No.
Anything in particular?
No big news, really. So in the sense that there's nothing that, in my opinion, really impacts on Eze and Elise and the players that Palace need in order to do well in this game. And obviously, FPL managers do too. I mean, anyone really interested in the extreme differential, are you? Who actually is probably more reliable than you think when you look at his numbers. Yeah. He did come back late from international duty and didn't train until Friday. The same is true for Lerma. Mm. Those two players are actually quite important for them. Mm. I will mention that. But it's not being reported as a concern. It's more just like, oh yeah, by the way, guys, like they're a bit late. So it could be a bit tired,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay, JM Moore in the live chat has pointed out a national scandal. 652 Ooh. People watching, but just 90 likes. That is not because 600 or so of you don't like it. It's because you forgot to press the button. And even if you don't like it, just press it anyway. So let's move on to Newcastle against Chelsea. Botman, will he ever return? I had a quick glance at Eddie Howe's press conference, and it didn't sound enormously illuminating, but what has he been saying about? It's very many players that have got flags.
Mm. Well, the funny thing is, I actually play football on Tuesday night with a guy who came to Plymouth for university, who's from that part of the world, always comes with his Botman shirt on. And it's almost like he's kind of rubbing it in. I ask him every week, do you have any idea when he's coming back? He's got no clue as well. So can confirm, random person you guys don't know who I know who has a Botman shirt also has no clue. It's turning into a bit of a saga with him, isn't it? I mean, I suppose the big news here, as you'll see on the screen, is that Trippier is fine, because obviously he, of course, had, some doubt around him in the last few days, but he is fine and has trained, so wouldn't be worried about him. Almiron has worked really well since his knock, and apparently Fabian Schär is also not injured. So we've had sort of confirmation of players who aren't injured, I guess. Longstaff is going to be assessed. The one thing that people should be aware of for this one, I know most people don't have Lewis Hall. He can't play against Chelsea because, of course, it's his parent club. And so if you do have Livramento or are in the market for a Tino Livramento, then this is one week where he can be pretty guaranteed he's definitely going to start. Outside of that, it's kind of going to be hard to tell, because I think we saw in the most recent game, of course, that there was some minute management around him. But at least for this one, Livramento is basically nailed on, because Lewis Hall can't play.
Right, yeah. And up front, Isak, could he be back? Wilson, is he still injured?
Well, Wilson's out for a while, I think, is the latest. It's a matter of weeks. Isak could be involved, but the thing that Eddie Howe can actually rely on is the fact that Anthony Gordon is available, I think, and can play up front. So we've got, from what we can see, no new pieces of information on the striker situation. Okay. So that leaves me in a position where I feel like we just have to kind of assume the status quo will continue. And as of late, the status quo has been Anthony Gordon up front.
Meanwhile, Newcastle take on Chelsea. Chelsea are no stranger to a list of injuries at the moment. So what is the latest there?
So Colwell's back, which is good news for people who are looking at Chelsea. Their fixtures are going to get really, really nice from game week 16. And, you know, Newcastle game, you know, short of a few key players, could be a good option there. But yeah, so he's fit and available. He obviously withdrew from international duty, so that's the context there. But he's fine in what is proven to be yet another, you know, piece of fake news, if you get what I mean. Oh, I'm injured. No, I'm not. I just don't want to play for the international team. We've got Nkunku and Lavia out, but we are hearing a lot of noise about Nkunku being really, really close to coming back into the team. That has sort of impinged upon the conversation to do with Palmer. Palmer, I think, is nailed now. I think he's probably going to be nailed for the future, because Nkunku's, you know, still not back. He still hasn't actually played any Premier League games yet. But do keep an eye out for him. When he does come into the team, we want to know where he's going to play. Our suspicion is he'll play somewhere central that will allow Palmer to still be on the right-hand side.
Okay.
And in theory, that should make both of those players better, because I think they're good players. But yeah, no expectation of Nkunku this week. And Fofana's back on the grass, by the way. So could come back by the end of the season, but that's more of a long-term thing.
Okay, Spam in the live chat says the plot twist is that the person you were mentioning with the Botman shirt is in fact Sven Botman himself.
I'll have to ask him.
Down in Plymouth, because he loves it there.
He has to hide from the spotlight.
And this has got to be the first presser this season with no mention of James. Yes, as far as
yes,
we know,
Reece James
is fit. It's quite the event.
And feeling better than he's ever felt before is the quote I've seen.
It's coming up to 3:15, so by the time we finish, that may not be the case.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's have a look. Nottingham Forest against my side, Brighton. This is the former owner of Fantasy Football Scout and me, Derby, Mark Southerns, his team, Forest against Brighton. Nottingham Forest, what's the latest with the home side there? Big news with their striker.
Yeah, not good news for anyone who supports the red half of the OG Scout cast, Derby. Okay. Amunihi is going to be several months out. And a quote from Cooper is, we'll definitely see him again this season, but it's groin surgery, so it will take a little while. That does, of course, sound very painful, I will admit. It does unlock Chris Wood. He's sort of been a little bit talked about in the last couple of days. He's much more likely to be playing regular football. But yeah, big miss for Wanyihi. Yep. And I think Brighton will probably be somewhat relieved that they don't have to face him.
Yep. So big news there. Groin surgery unlocks Wood. And meanwhile, in Brighton, what is the latest there? They've got a big player out as well.
Sorry, I was just recovering from your fantastic joke there. We're moving on to Brighton, are we?
Yeah.
Right. So yes, this of course is the thing is, in the week with the Bowen drama, Could it possibly get any bigger? Well, yes, it can, because Brighton have just absolutely rinsed all of us with this. Yeah. Now, the news was that Mitoma was unlikely to play. We heard that come from Andy Naylor, formerly of the Argus and now of the Athletic.
Brighton Argus, now at the Athletic, yes.
Yeah, it's a very reliable source. So a lot of us were like, okay, right, we just booked in Mitoma out and Bermo in. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, Brighton just go and post casually on their on their X feed that it was just video of players getting ready to go to training, and the first one out jogging like he'd never been injured in his life was Mitoma. Yeah. Like, what? So we're thinking, oh right, fine, right, okay, maybe Bowen is now out, Mitoma is in, Matoma's injured. That is the official line from Deserve.
Basically, he ran out looking all chipper, and then while the camera wasn't on, he turned around the corner and then just collapsed in agony. Go, don't make me run like that again.
Looks like that Abraham Simpson gif where he comes in the house and immediately leaves again. Yes, that's what the training session probably was for him. Mm-hmm. So he's out of game week 13, as is James Milner. Now, in terms of why that is, if I'm being honest, I'm not entirely sure. And there has been a lot of suggestions that, as in, obviously he has had this injury, but because he's training, it's possible that he's not quite match fit to that injury.
It'll be safe for Europe or something like that.
Load management. He's played a lot of games, hasn't he? So
I've got to say, Brighton against Forest, this isn't good news for Brighton. I think one of De Zerbi's first game was boring 0-0. Forest completely nullified the Brighton attack. Brighton, of course, then famously went to Forest in the midst of a lot of their rescheduled games, didn't rotate, and it cost Brighton quite dearly. I think they're basically looking after their sort of slightly injured players. That is good news for those who are fit and ready to go. Adingra, for example, I would think will be definitely playing in Matoma's place because he favours the left-hand side. Biggest news really is Lewis Dunk is available.
That's right, yeah.
So if anyone is going to stop the mighty Chris Wood, it'll be Lewis Dunk. Estupinan,
it's also worth saying Estupinan as well. Yeah, sorry.
Estupinan out as well. But I did see little Tarik Lamptey also running, like Mitoma, fit as a fiddle. but is he fit though?
He's fit. Is the news, but probably not for 90 minutes. Okay. As Big Tip says in the in the live chat, possibility that he is made of biscuits. So
Lamptey biscuits. Let's go.
Tasty, but they don't last long.
Let's move on. We're rattling through this. Sheffield United against Bournemouth. They have options up front. Ollie McBurney, is he back?
McBurney is back. He's ready to start game week 13. And also Ahmed Hodžić is back as well, which is great for anyone who loves being able to pronounce players' names without difficulty.
That's my forte.
Yeah, we do love those, don't we? both of those are back, which is good for Sheffield United. A lot of people being forced into probably starting Archer this week. I could be one of them. So there's a little bit of sort of like, okay. But I think Archer's done enough to start this game. Do keep an eye on the predicted lineups. Should just say, I haven't mentioned that enough. Once you've listened to this or watched this, keep an eye on the team news page on the Fantasy Football Scout website for the rest of the day whilst the editorial team are throwing that together. My suspicion is that Archer will start. But of course, defer to them rather than to me because they're the true experts at that. But Bernie being back could perhaps impinge on a penalty conversation because I think Archer's never taken a penalty for Sheffield United. He's been in the conversation though. So McBurney has been involved in that conversation, so it could mean something there. But there are still some absences though. So okay. Basham, Brewster, Davis, Egan, Jebison, and Norrington Davis all remain out. So
let's quickly do Bournemouth then. Obviously Solanke is fit. Solanke, good captaincy shout this week. He will have Philip Billing back to assist him, hopefully. Is that right?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, that's right. Billing is back, and Emmy Marcondes is as well. They're back in training, which we would assume means they're probably going to be involved, although when it comes to Mitoma, that's no guarantee. It doesn't preclude that at all, unfortunately. The biggest news from Bournemouth is that Max Ahrens has been ruled out for some time, according to Iriola, with a hamstring injury. So, on your little comment there about Solanke, yeah, I think if you got him, he's got to be in your captaincy conversation. He's basically the only fit attacker out there right now. So,
Okay, let's move on. Brentford against Arsenal. Quickly, Brentford. There wasn't too much on the injury front, but there was a timely reminder that Ivan Toney is back in training and has been for some time. And apparently, this is what the manager was saying, I'm very excited for him to be close and back in the team. He's been training with us. It's been very nice for us all, but mainly for Ivan. I know his focus is to get back and hit the ground running. I'm looking forward to it. Something to bear in mind when he is available in January. So either he's going to be back for Brentford, or Brentford are going to make a whopping great wad of cash selling into someone. So either way, Ivan Toney should be on your radar in January and certainly in Christmas. Meanwhile, Arsenal. Now, there's going to be a change between the sticks, isn't there, at Arsenal? What else?
Yeah, I mean, quite nice that we've actually got, you know, this flag on David Raya, because it means we can actually accurately predict who the goalkeeper is this week. The thing with Raya is that he is still a Brentford player. They wanted to get the deal done on time, and that meant that they just did it as a loan so that he could then move clubs and then they would make it permanent later. It just basically means that in this moment, he can't play this game. So that means that we have confirmation from Arteta that Ramsdale is going to start. And so, although it's worth saying, I think a lot of people signing Saliba, but I mean, Brentford, I mean, I think they're going to cause Arsenal some issues in this game. So I'm kind of anticipating that change of goalkeeper, maybe not affecting people too much, but then they might be forced into starting Saliba. So it's still worth knowing. Yeah. I suppose the main thing is the updates outside of that, because Ødegaard has been progressing well. I think we learned that actually his lack of involvement of late had been down to a concussion protocol. Yeah. So there is a kind of, you know, process they've got to follow with him. But of course, that flag's still going to stay on him because it's a could be available rather than definitely will be. So Ben White has trained, so he could be available. And Jesus also available as well. So anyone who's been a bit sort of like, haven't got what I wanted out of like my Sackers and other players of late, the cavalry is sort of returning.
Yeah, that's good
for them.
I mean, I'm personally looking at Matty Cash to Gabriel move, irrespective of the fact that I think Brentford will do well. It's just sort of a bit of housekeeping over Christmas, and I just think an Arsenal defender will be better over the next few weeks, even if it's Gabriel who let me down so tragically in game week one. Tottenham against Aston Villa, the battle of the high lines. Basically, they're all going to be on the midway line. Someone's going to run and some defender's got to try and catch him. Which one's it going to be? Will Watkins outpace the Spurs defence, and will the likes of Son outpace the Aston Villa defence? But meanwhile, we'll go with Spurs first. Will they have a doggy to run back and try and protect the goal?
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, with a name like that, it's going to be like a Saturday morning walk with the doggy.
The STD.
Throw the ball.
It's going to be no walk, it's going to be a pelt.
Just keep lobbing the ball. So he is fine. That is the word used to describe his current condition by Postecoglou. He's available to start. Now, of course, that's despite pulling out of international duty. So again, it's just another one of those. It's that time of year, or rather, we have three of these all the time, so he's fine. Sar will be assessed over the next couple of days. Bissouma is going to miss it.
Okay.
So I think Udogi being back is good. I mean, I just should notice that CMD's put a super chat in the chat, so thank you very much for that. Brilliant way to support the channel. Appreciate that. He's asking if he should start Cash, Udogi, Shimikas, or Bulldog. I would start Udogi for this one. Of that four, because there's so much attacking opportunity here. Udogi being back is good for his attacking returns. I think it's good for Spurs. But also, conversely, okay, it's also quite good for Villa too, because they are still missing Bissouma and a couple of others, Van de Ven being another one. He's a big loss. Okay. So,
I'll quickly run through Aston Villa. There wasn't too much on the injury front. There wasn't much on Matty Cash. We assume he's fine. He was withdrawn on international duty. It seemed to be much more precautionary. And I did see pictures of him training. So as far as we know, but do check with Fantasy Football Scout throughout the evening on that, see if there's any change in that. John McGinn came back, but he's nice and rested, according to the management there. Hopefully he'll be okay for Sunday. Emi Martinez came back from international duty with a bit of pain, but they think he's going to be okay and going to be ready for Sunday there. So should be okay, all okay there. Everton against Manchester United. Do you want to... I'll just quickly run through Everton, then you can explain what's happening in Manchester United. So this is the Unana derby. The Everton Unana is unlikely to be fit for this one. And then, as you were really with some of the usual ones, Coleman, Godfrey, Keane, they have been stepping up their work, working for the playing for the under 21s this week to get match fitness. But Ali and Gomez, they're still out for this one. But they are back training on the grass. Meanwhile, Manchester United, what's the latest there?
Well, Onana is fit to play in the Onana derby, as you say. Hoyland is expecting to undergo a late fitness test. Shaw is available and will be in the squad, which is nice. Historically been quite good for FPL. Johnny Evans is nearing a return, but he won't be ready for game week 13. So probably still some play out of Harry Maguire if you've still got him, perhaps if you're a game week 8 or 9 wildcarder.
Not a great time for Manchester United to play Everton. Deducted 10 points, now in the relegation zone. Will be absolutely fired up for this one. Hard luck, Manchester United. Fulham against Wolves. This is the final game. I'll quickly do Fulham, and then you can let us know about what's happening at Wolves. It's as you were, really. Diop and Traore, Francois and Muniz, they're all out. They've been out for a while. They're going to still be out. Traore's had a bit of a setback, and it's going to take a bit of a long time. And meanwhile, what's the latest with Wolves? I guess Pedro Neto is the big draw there for the attacking players.
Yeah. And unfortunately, he won't be there. He might be there, but he won't be on the pitch, that's for sure. There's no time frame being given for his return. So, unfortunate for that one. But Doherty, who, of course, famous for the Jimenez era, who is behind me hanging up, he will be fit. Lamina and Bueno also fit as well. Dawson is suspended for this one, picked up his fifth yellow card in game week 12. So, yeah, not going to be too much fantasy interest in this one. Probably Hwang is probably going to be the most popular asset here. Of course, he's fine and fit, but he will not be taken to the pitch with his partner in crime, Pedro Neto.
Okay, I'll just do a quick roundup then of everything there. Also, remind about the Fantasy Football Scout merch. There's lots of merch available, isn't there, on the site?
That's right. I'll jump into that first, because I think really want to hear about your roundup as well. So yeah, we'll do the merch first. So yeah, it's that time of year where there's just new things to buy. And not only have we got that Black Friday deal on the membership, have a look, go back to the start of the video and have a look at the graphic for all the details on that, and get a 7-day free trial and a gift from Good Team on Paper. Also, we've got ourselves a brand new website called Fantasy Football Merch, and on there we've got t-shirts, jumpers, caps and beanie hats and mugs and everything, some really cool designs. I had no part in them, so it means I can sit here and say they look nice without it being vain in some way. We've also got a discount there as well, so when you're checking out, use the code BLACKFRIDAY25 and you get 25% off on those. Again, great stuff if you want to get started early on your Christmas shopping, and use Black Friday as a way to do that. So www.fantasyfootballmerch.co.uk.
I like the way you turned into a 50-year-old when you said beanie caps.
I'm not one of the kids anymore, Joe. I'm an aging millennial. That's with lots
exactly
of white
how
hair.
I would have pronounced it. Fit to play is Billing for Bournemouth. Doherty, Lamptey is back, but may not last 90 minutes for Brighton. I hope he plays on my bench. Gomez as well is fit for Liverpool. McBurney and is amongst the Sheffield United players who is fit. Jesus is back. Trippier is absolutely fine. So is Cher. Almiron as well should play if selected. Odoghi is absolutely fine. Don't worry about him. The Manchester United goalkeeper Onana is fine. Shaw is back. That could be good news for their attack. Colwell is fine for Chelsea. And Lewis Dunk is back for Brighton. Questionable though. Odegaard probably be back. But there is... It is one of those sort of hopefully might be. So, still questionable. Ben White, questionable, but should be back. Saar, there is more of a questionable doubt around him. Longstaff as well, fitness concerns. Bowen's knee, that's annoying. He's being assessed tomorrow. I'm going to field and play him anyway, but not captain him. That's my motto there. Haaland, I've just put in quotes, some niggles. That's annoying as well, but he should be fine as well. And if you really want to captain him, feel free to. He is, of course, the Norwegian meat shield. Hoyland's fitness concerns will keep him questionable, so he may not play. Isak, I've put him as a major doubt. Could be questionable, though. Could play. You never know. It seemed to be very, wrap him in cotton wool, could play. That could mean anything from could play to we're not going to play him for weeks. Wilson looks like he's out with a hamstring injury. I'll put him as a major doubt, though, because he wasn't 100% nailed out. Onana, calf problems keep him out for Everton. Meanwhile, lots out. Pedro Neto still out with his hamstring injury. Dawson is suspended a 1 year. He's got long-term injury with his groin. Rea, ineligible for Arsenal, obviously on loan from Brentford. Hall, ineligible because he's playing his parent club at Chelsea. Botman, knee issues going to keep him out. But you never know. He could be moved to a major doubt because we haven't got a definitive that he's definitely out. We just think he is.
But I saw him play on Tuesday with me and my mates and he seemed all right.
There we go. He's fine. He was fine to make it down to Plymouth. Ran all the way. Bissouma is suspended for Spurs. Nkunku, fitness concerns going to keep him out for a while. Antonio is definitely out for West Ham with his knee problems. Evans is out, still injured. Mitoma, he's back. And then he's not back. Annoyingly, he is out for Game Week 13, as is Milner, as is Estupinan. And late breaking news, Webster is also out for Brighton. So that means there's going to be a bit of a change at the back. Not good news, but it's good for the Brighton defence. But Lewis Dunk is back. I think we've got everything there. Thanks so much for stepping in, David.
No problem.
And I've changed you on this one here. To you called Neil on here, unfortunately. Oh,
so I'm flattered.
I changed your name to Dave for all of them, but just a little reminder about Neil at the end there. So
he should be back soon.
Yeah, he'll be back soon.
Following a late fitness test. Yeah. He Definitely. Should be back soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks, everyone, for joining us in the live chat. Thanks for pressing that like button. And thanks for subscribing, which I'm assuming you all already. If you're not, go and press that subscribe button. Keep up to date with everything. Lots of good stuff there. Hopefully, we've got some good news for our decisions a bit later. Thanks, David. Thanks, everyone. Take care. Good luck. See you soon.
Bye, guys. Bye.